Blog Talk Radio.
Anybody else on the Hunter and Friend Show? 954-540, you're on.
We have some sharp people out there today.
Oh, who
is
it?
How you doing? This is Top Gun from out of Miami.
Hey, brother, how are you?
I'm doing fine. How you doing?
I'm good. Today is my first day back on the show since Myrtle Beach, and we had a little bit of technical difficulty here at the showroom because Chop is here, but we're like feedbacking off of each other, so I kind of had to help her out a little bit.
Okay.
347-904. I don't know if you can't, if you're calling to talk in or what, but you can't. I can't speak to you unless you push the button. And AJ's on the line, and then Chop is on the line. Okay, first, I just want to say, give a shout-out to everyone. Thank you for calling in. Today's show, as you know, it's called the Myrtle Beach Aftermath, and there's a lot of things that have been going on, but we have this young lady on who is the founder of Snuff, who created Snuff. AJ, why don't you introduce yourself and tell them what Snuff is?
Hello, everyone, and welcome to summer. Finally, we have summer. So I'm excited. I'm sitting out here in my car enjoying the sun and fun, and there's a lot of music around me, but luckily I got my windows rolled up and I got my air on. But I want to tell you guys that Speak Now or Forever Hold, Snuff Productions, is a creation of mine that allows individuals who are entertainers to spotlight what they do best, not just in their homes, not just in the studio, but able to come out on a stage and perform. So that's what I do. We offer open mics, and right now I go around and I talk to the different venues, the different bars, the different showrooms, the different libraries, schools, and allow them to know that there are people in their community who are talented. We have poets, spoken word artists, freestyle artists, dancers, communicators. And what I do is I bring them together and we do showcases. But we also do happy hour for those of you who like to wind down after you have a hard day at work. We also do happy hours at the various locations in Westchester and in the Bronx. And as soon as I have the updated calendar, I will post it on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, on every social media out there. And I need you guys to pass the information on because that's how we get the word out.
Exactly. Definitely. You know, I have, you know, being around Stuff Productions and seeing your following, which is amazing, and I see what you do for people. I think it's amazing to, you know, a lot of people have poetry within them and they haven't tapped into it. And I see that you have inspired a lot of people to tap into it, including myself. The first time I've ever written poetry and went out and performed it was at Gasolina's that night with you guys. And that was very touching for me that I got to express myself. I kind of call you Dr. AJ. So,
wow.
Because thank you, help people clear their minds. And you know, one of the guys that said to me one night, he said, you know, if it wasn't for this, I'd probably be out killing somebody. So this is the only way that I can express myself. And she lets me do it. So you're Dr. AJ.
You know? It's very therapeutic. And, in fact, there is a science where we have teachers, English teachers, psychologists, that really, really believe in being able to express yourself. And, you know, years ago, when I was growing up, we called it writing a diary, you know, keeping information that you would, like, write to you and God or you and whoever. And basically that's what's going on. Everybody, I believe everyone, every human being on this earth can write. And once they learn, well, at least once they learn how to write, they can express themselves. And writing is a way to express things that you're not able to say to other people. It's very therapeutic. In fact, I did a little seminar with some young people, teenagers, over at one of the residential treatment centers.
I hear back sound noise.
And
somebody
at that time, I was able to sit down with them to write some poetry, and many of them said, I don't know how to write. I said, well, write whatever you think about, just anything. And they started writing, and then I asked them to read it, and a few of them did not want to read out loud, but I read what I wrote, and then a couple more read, and after about 15 minutes, I had all 15 girls reading, and then after about 20 minutes, we were all crying, and I tell
wow.
you, it was so touching and moving, and these young ladies were like, when are you coming back? When are you coming back? Because that was their way. They realized, they found out that they could start expressing themselves. So the same thing goes on in an open mic or at a poetry reading. And I'm not just looking for poets. I'm looking for people who want to express, because I sit there and learn so much from the freestyle artists, the hip-hop artists. They are poets. And they have so much
right.
to offer. And
right.
the thing is that I'm speaking to the older generation because we need to bridge that gap, because I have so many individuals my age and older who say, oh, I can't stand that hip-hop. I can't stand that freestyle. And it's because they can't get past the music. They don't listen to the words. They don't read the words and realize that these young people are going to rule our world, and they have so much to offer. And that's, I love it. I love being at the open mics. I love being there with the young people. I love being there with older people who are willing to put their information to the paper. So it's a good feeling.
I think
it's
that's great.
For me.
It is a great feeling. A great feeling, and it's therapeutic. It also keeps your mind going, you know. And
right.
idle mind is nothing to play with. But and I would just like to announce to everyone and congratulate you. Snuff Productions will be having their own show under Power 100 HFM Radio, which
Yay!
The 100 Friends show is under too. So you want to tell us really quickly what is it that you want to do with snuff on the radio?
Well, let's look at this. My long-term goal is I look at everything as a stepping stone. I mean, 2 years ago, again, I was writing poetry sitting in my house. Then I started taking more classes. I was introduced to a lady by the name of Golda Solomon who gave me so much encouragement to go out and do what I wanted to. So then I started doing the open mic. And then from there, I started doing more actual shows. And now I've been given an opportunity to do a radio show. And what I want to do with that is bring poets who are very shy, because a lot of poets are very shy, and a lot of them don't read their work. But if they don't see their audience, they will express themselves. So I'm hoping that I can get poets to call in and recite their poetry. I'm hoping I can get activists who are strong in the community who have to get information out there, because I've done some open mics where we've had community leaders come in and speak to the audience. I've had politicians from Westchester County come to my open mics and speak to the public. I've had ministers come and speak to the public. I've had children who were in my classroom who said, "Miss AJ, I want to come and read too." So we're going to do an extension from the open mics. I would like to bring that to the radio. And also, I will be doing interviews. And some of those interviews will be taped before, but some of them will actually be live. So I'm looking for ideas. I mean, if you want to reach out to me, let me leave my number. It's 914-299-0964. That's 914-299-0964. Call me if you have suggestions as to what I should do on this radio show. I am open for suggestions. And I just want to say this. We're going to move from the radio. We're also going to be doing cable TV. That's in the future. I'm hoping that'll happen by the end of this year. But guys, if you contact me, keep in touch with me. If you want to, you know, if you can't make it to an open mic, you can make it to the radio. So that's what I want to do.
Well, congratulations. Congratulations to you. And I welcome you to Power 100 HFM Radio.
Thank you, Hunter.
Forward, you're welcome. You're welcome. It's always a pleasure to work with you. I have 914-800. That's Lex on the phone. Lex is also co-hosting with me today, and so is Chop. Chop is here. Everybody knows Chop from the New Breed MC and from Mount Vernon. Chop is a living legend. She has been in the community since the 1970s. She's the last of the unicorns. And not unicorns, I'm sorry, of the New Breed. You hear her here? Of New Breed. Lex, what's up? What's going on around Manhattan, Lex? Lex?
Hunter, how are you? I just want to thank you for this
show,
the Hunter.
We got a bad. Lex, I got to cut you off. We can't. Can you hear me? Lex?
I can hear you. I can hear you.
Okay,
can,
you were
can
on
you
the
hear
water
me now?
There for a second. You hear that, AJ?
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you now.
You should ask me
excellent,
questions.
Excellent.
Yeah, I did, AJ. I was wondering if you heard it also.
What did Lex say? What did you say?
I was just wondering if you heard him breaking up also, but it's okay.
Yeah, he was breaking
up
a little bit. But he's better now.
Yeah. Yeah,
you can hear me a little bit better now?
Brother Lex.
All right. I just wanted to thank you guys so much for having me on the show today. It's your boy Lex Lightshine, shining that light of positivity all day, every day, on the Hunter and Friends show. I'm so excited to be on the show today. It's
Thanks.
Such a blessing and a
thank
privilege
you,
to be in association, to have you as a friend, as a partner, as somebody that
thank
we can
you.
Rock with and ride with together. Hunter, you're an amazing lady. AJ, you are amazing. I had such a great time at your event last week. Your poetry, inspiring, beautiful, wonderful. You had the crowd enthralled. Amazing, amazing.
Wow.
And I just want to tell everybody out there, come on out to AJ's event. If you want to have a good time and really enjoy lyricism, poetic justice, so to speak, she does poetry justice. Justice is done to poetry. And it is in such a way jazz fused with poetry, you're just going to love it. So come on out, party with AJ. I had a great time at the after party up there on White Plains. It was beautiful. It was amazing. Hunter, thank you so much for coming through and passing through to the event.
Aww.
And I want to thank MC Lolly Lau, Jorge Gonzalez.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming out there and showing up to that event. You know, it was such a big deal. And Artie Cordell as well for showing love and support to the whole event up there.
Yeah,
that was just great. That was just great.
Well,
thanks for having me, AJ.
Lex, yeah, you're definitely right.
Did you get your check? I just paid. Did you get your check? Thank you so much, Lex.
Isn't he amazing?
No
doubt. Lex is an asset.
Can I say one thing, Lex? Before you leave, Lex didn't do his DJ voice. And I want everybody to experience his DJ voice. So, Lex, would you please grace us with the DJ voice?
Lex?
Did we lose
him? I'm here. I'm here. Can you hear me now?
Okay. We can hear you now. So she wants you to do your DJ voice, the Lex DJ voice.
This is your boy, Lex Lightshine, shining that light of positivity all day, every day on Power 100 FM.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lex.
Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you. Thank you for the love.
You're welcome. I want to kind of go back in time on the show a little bit, in which I know some of you guys aren't bikers, but we will reach that. I wanted to hit the news about the Puerto Rican Day Parade, how they were taking so many bikes down in downtown at the Puerto Rican Day Festival, which started in one day, I think it was Friday, no, Saturday, and then the parade was Sunday. But there were so many bikes taken here in New York that I'm just like, I'm baffled as the New York State Community Liaison, how I make announcement after announcement asking everybody to please insure your bike, register your bike. Please make sure your papers are okay and that you are not riding dirty. You have licenses, and these people do not listen, and they give us a bad name. And that is giving the bike community a bad name. Whether you like it or not, it is, because you're doing wrong. And you don't see cars taken away as many bikes are being taken away. So I'd just like to ask everybody to please register your bike. Get it together. Let's band together as a community. So I want to talk about that. I don't even know if there was any violence arrest that day. I don't know about it. I know that weekend we did lose somebody around the Cross County area. There was a biker that went down and he passed away. I don't think he was in any club. I want to also touch on some news about the Dominicans deporting Dominican Republic government deporting illegal Haitians that are in Dominican Republic. I know that Haiti had a big earthquake, which left a lot of Haitians displaced. I want to weigh in on everybody. We actually have one of Top Guns on the phone, 954-540. I want you to weigh in on this one too, brother. Can you? Hello? Is he on or is he just listening? But can you guys weigh in and talk about that? Let's talk about that for a second.
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Oh, yes. Briefly, yes, it affected a lot of the folks in the Florida area down here. Here in the Miami area alone, there's a lot of Haitians that lives in the area down here, and some in the bike clubs just as well here. So they have family members that it's affecting them back at home because, like they said, you know, they Dominican descent, but, you know, the government is trying to kick them and make them go to Haiti when they was born in Dominican. So they don't know, you know, where else to go when they get over there.
Right. Exactly. They're all displaced. What home do they have to come back to? Only thing they know is that they were born in Haiti, but where is their home? You know, where are their families? A lot of people lost their families. 716-566, we got Buffalo on the phone. You want to weigh in on that one also? Nope. All right, Les, you, anybody want to weigh in on that? AJ?
I'm here, Hunter.
You want to weigh in on that one about the
I don't have enough information, so let me listen.
Okay. Well, apparently what's going on is, and like I explained, if you guys at your current events, just read up on it. And a lot of people are saying, especially on social media in our bike world, that it's unfair. Like, what if New York did it? What if we said, okay, all illegal aliens from not just the Dominican Republic, but every other country, you got to go back home. Then what happens? Then we're going to be looked at as the bad country. So anyway, so it's just the way I see it is that's not cool. Anyway, going forward from that, we have that in the news. I want to talk about Myrtle Beach. I guess they haven't called it in the winter yet. Hold on 1 second. 347904, you're on the air. 347904. Okay. Nope. I guess not. So, you know, I kind of wanted to touch bases on that. Now, let me ask you, down in Florida, are people losing their bikes as much as they've been losing their bikes up here in New York?
Is that in reference to, like, them being stolen, or are you talking about with...
No, illegal, riding illegally, yeah.
Yeah, so, like, if you come to South Beach, for example, South Beach policemen, they're known for, we have, like, most places in Florida, the tolls are going up all over here in Miami and in the area down here. So a lot of riders who like to ride dirty, how would they call mm-hmm. the fold-away tags, that fold their tags up underneath their bikes where, you know, they can't see them. So when you go to South Beach and stuff like that, a lot of the policemen, they'll walk around your bike checking your tags to see if your tags fold in, and if it do, they're writing citations, they're asking for your endorsements, and if you don't have the registration to your bikes, and if you don't have any of that, yes, they are. They torn them right on the spot and taking them.
Right. Gosh, man. Wow, right on the spot. I just clicked in 347904. That's you, right, Boogie?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, Boogie, you were out there over that weekend. What did you see?
Just a moment.
Yeah. Mhm. Yeah, there was a lot of chaos going on.
I didn't see too much happening. I did see that they took somebody's three-wheeler. I did see the police confiscating a three-wheeler. And it looked like to me they didn't even know how to move the thing. So, I mean, they were going to go through all that and still don't know how to ride it. I was just like, wow, why don't you call a tow truck maybe? maybe a tow truck might help since you guys don't know what you're doing.
Did you ever see that video that surfaced around social media on Facebook when there was a cop trying to ride a bike up on the ramp of a tow truck and he fell and dropped it? Did you ever see that one?
No, but I've seen plenty of videos where they did drop it, and that's just not a smart thing to do. It's best to walk it up. You could put the engine on, but walk it up.
Exactly. So how was it? How was the PR parade, Boogie?
The parade? I didn't get to see the parade. I went down there, I went down there with the girl just to ride with her, make sure she get down there safely. But the parade, I didn't see any negativity. I mean, I didn't really see, anything happening that was...
Right. Yeah, it wasn't too bad. It wasn't too bad. Chops, you got something to say? Unmute your phone, Chops. We can't hear you, Chops. You got your phone on mute. You got to take it off mute.
Okay, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
I hear you.
I was on the bike with Crow this past Saturday, around 116th Street, Fifth Avenue. And we called. It was nice and everything until I got back to 116th Street. I had to ask somebody to help me off the bike because everything on it got locked up. And then I was called, and it had to take me 2 days for me to start walking like the Walking Dead.
Wow.
I lost my biker legs, I lost my biker rear, and every time I found Thanos.
Wow.
Hunter, catch your breath,
breathe.
Yep. Shop is back.
Yes, she is. It's full force.
Shop is one of our main characters here on the Husband and Friend show, and we always have a great time at Shop. Shop is amazing. So I just want to go down the list. I wanted to say happy birthday to Miss Pearl. That's the late King James's mom from Hood Riders and Yonkers. I love her very much. Yep, happy birthday. And then I just wanted to say happy Father's Day to all. Special happy Father's Day to all the mothers who fathered by themselves. And you know, ladies, you're just keeping it up, you know. You really are. I got special feelings. I got to do a whole new show about that, actually. We empowered women on this show. We empowered men on this show. But I kind of want to get it politically correct on this show. And I know I have to be careful of the things that I say, but I got a way of shutting down Murray's show. Not that we want to do that, but you know what I mean. I want people to be correct in life, I think. That's really important to me. Oh, I wanted to say a special shout-out.
I feel you, Hunter.
Exactly. Let's live right. Michael Hargrove. I just want, and Rhonda, I just want, and Eaton, I wanted to say a special shout-out to you guys from the Frank Chase film. In the streets of
Shout
Harlem.
Out, love you guys.
Yeah, last Saturday we had a great shoot here at Yamaha, which is at 399 Huguenot Street, where I'm airing, and I'll air every Friday if I'm not on vacation. But I just wanted to give a shout-out to Frankie. Shout-out to him, to my sponsors, and to everybody. I'm going to give
you
a shout-out on the radio.
We love you, man. Good looking out.
We love you. That's right. So I want to give a shout-out to Alex. Alex. DJ, Tormont DJ down in Myrtle Beach. Without you, Myrtle Beach ain't happening for Bike Week. I wanted to say, yeah, okay, now we're going to get to the nitty gritty. I got Top Guns on the phone. Let's go. What's up, brother? I know you spoke during the show, but I just wanted to introduce you to everybody. Introduce yourself again if you can, please, and tell them about your team.
I'm Scott Walker from Top Guns. Here out of Fort Lauderdale, Pompano area chapter. We are new on the, well, we're not new on the map. We've been established in 2007. We are like the rest in Florida here, trying to make big things happen down there.
Right. Also, well, you are making big things happen. You made big things happen at Myrtle Beach, which where we met, and we just have so much in common, and I really love these guys. And they're very respected in their community. And, you know, I'm actually going to be telling them about your trophy show, which is your party, which is in October. Am I correct? Do you have a date for that?
Yes, right now it haven't been locked in stone, but the date that we're looking to hold our 357 chapter annual is October 23rd and 24th. Our meet and greet the 23rd on that Friday night. And the annual itself will be on the 24th in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. We also, our Sebring's chapter tonight, we have our anniversary with our Sebring's chapter. That goes down tomorrow at 3 o'clock, the annual there, the Nomad chapter. So we all over the place. We're trying to get, we have our brothers, which is Top Guns. The difference in our names is the spelling of the last gun with the S to the Z. But we all pretty much brothers that's all out there in love together. And when we get together like we did in Myrtle Beach, oh, it's a sight to see.
Oh, yes, it is. Yes, it is. I'm going to give a shout-out to the Touchdown. You always see. I mean, these girls, they hold me down all the way from Buffalo. I think that's amazing. I just want to give a shout-out to my sisters. Okay, so you guys have that going on. And how is it down there? Like, you guys, I mean, I can't compare because I haven't been to a party there, but what do I have to look forward to when I come down to one of your trophy parties?
You look forward to a lot of the local clubs from West Palm to the Fort Lauderdale area to the Miami area. past Miami all the way down south to what we call the Homestead, close to the Keys area. They all come together, and when we come together, like I say, you may be a new face to it, but, you know, someone will introduce and come up to you and find out who you are. But once you meet them and they get to know you, the next time you come to another function or so, you always like family to them, and you will feel that when you come to our function, our gathering. It's all about the love that we got. We have a motto in our club: to get love, you got to show love. So that's what we always try and do, is show love.
Exactly. Wow, that's amazing. We kind of experienced that when we went to Detroit, and we visited the Detroit Playgirls. They were very hospitable toward us. I was very impressed meeting you guys, and I just wanted to make an announcement also. We made an announcement about Snuff Productions in their new radio show and ventures here and around the tri-state area, but I would like to announce that you guys are the Hunter and Friends official MC Club of the Year for 2015. I will
that
be
is
coming
awesome.
Down to Fort Lauderdale. We'll be coming down to Fort Lauderdale in October. I look forward to working with you guys and meeting a lot of Floridians, as they say. Meeting a lot of you, a lot of you guys, speaking to you guys in over the up and coming months, having Florida call in to meet New York. So I want to do that. I want to do a lot of New York meet Florida, Florida meet New York, and hopefully I'll encourage my listeners here in New York to listen in and to connect with these guys, connect with Florida. I mean, some of us don't leave the five boroughs, and we need to do that. Some of us do travel, and some of us don't. So, but let's do that. And I think we would be, I'll be hoping to give away some tickets to encourage you guys to go down to this trophy party, the Top Gun trophy party. So I just wanted to congratulate you guys, welcome you to Power 100 HFM Radio and the Hunter and Friends show. So thank
big
you.
Big welcome.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
That's right. So that's awesome. Okay. Also, going forward, I'd like to make some announcements. I announced Father's Day. Band of Brothers has a cookout that's going on up in Connecticut. So if you're in the tri-state area up here in New York, I got to get that information, actually. But look it up or ask someone. Everybody's always asking someone where something is. But the Band of Brothers cookout, that's this Sunday. June 27th is – oh, no, let me not forget – this Saturday, June 20th, is Brook 9's MC presents All Ghetto United First Annual Barbecue. That's happening. So find out, I do have that information. So I'll look it up while I announce something else. I also have June 27th, Solo Noi MC Inside and Outside Trophy Party. Coming out party for AC and Solo Noi MC Long Island Patch Party. Wow, Solo Noi is expanding. Those guys do the damn thing. They actually came and visited me down in Myrtle, Skywalker. They came down to Bike Week, so that was nice.
Oh, okay.
I just wanted to thank everybody also for participating in the raffle for me giving away the R1. I really appreciate it. That was really nice. We raised some money to get to autism, and you guys just rock. And thank you for supporting me. So Brook 9 Barbecue. It's in Brookville Park, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Brookville Road towards corner of Consulate Boulevard in Queens. So don't miss it. That's this weekend. Going forward, I did that one. Oh, on July 3rd and 4th, Black Dragon Kings and Queens salute our trophies, our troops. They have their trophy party coming out, their trophy party coming up on the 3rd and the 4th. 3rd is the meet and greet, and the 4th is the party, and that's in Delaware. On the 5th of July, Hood Riders Free Appreciation Party in King James, Memorial Barbecue. You can't miss that. And you know how Bookie, your team, always does it up. Hood is hood. From 1 to 6 p.m. at the JFK Marina in Yonkers. And I'm going to put on 646-673-1997.
What's good, Hunter? This is the SX Extraordinaire, Sean Souza of Harlem. How you doing, sweetie?
I'm great, and you. This is one of my sponsors. And Sean, I thank you for calling
drink.
In.
It's a pleasure. It's hot out there in New York, but I'm making it, girl. I'm making it. You know what I mean?
I'm making it, girl.
Right. Oh, I want to give a big shout out to the Myrtle Beach people and the people who went to Myrtle Beach. It was peaceful what I saw. I was in the north section. I had a good time. And I want to give a shout out to the people who tried my SX energy drink, Bar Harbor Hotel, where I stayed at. Very nice, very professional. And shout out to the lovely ladies that came by my hotel and tried the drink and did some modeling. That was very nice of them. And shout out to the people down there. And I went down to Atlanta, did some networking. Shout out to Blue Flame, did a show with Kinky Combo at the Dark. Shout out to those ladies. And I did some modeling with Michelle Lovely, which is on Facebook. If you check it out, Hunter, we took pictures. It's
okay.
On social media. Shout out to Michelle Lovely. I will be back there next month doing some things. So shout out to the people of the Dirty South. Yes, ma'am.
All right, awesome. So what did you see? I know, like, you know, there were people that did pass away. Oddly enough, I mean, I was just surprised because I thought, you know, people... You know, I thought it would be violence this year. I didn't want to participate in it, but I'm like, oh, you know.
I didn't see much, Hunter.
Right.
Where I was at, everybody was getting along. The only problem was they had a lot of barricades. I stayed off on North Ocean Boulevard. You could hardly get to the certain areas of where you want to go. Because remember that night I was supposed to see you and do your show. The cabs couldn't get through the barricades. So that had me stuck there for a while. And it was very strange to see that. But, you know, other than that, it was okay. I went to Stokey, some bar out there, and Gilligan's Bar and Grill. That was off the chain. And I'll give you a funny story. I was walking around with my flyers, and I think a cop stopped a dude that gave him a ticket. He told me I can't give out the flyers, but I can give it to the owner of the store, which was cool. So, you know, I gave the owner my flyers. He's like, hey, man, take it. That was for Nonstop Entertainment. You know that May 31st event? That was with Styles P. So, Hunter, I said, you know what the hell with him? I just walked on down and gave away 20 flyers to pretty girls and kept it moving. You know what I mean? Because my thing is, you think because I'm a young black man giving out flyers, you ain't stopping my network. Now, I do understand you want to enforce the law as a police officer, but I take it away, Hunter. You try to violate my rights. So I just kept it moving. Long as you don't see me, gave out flyers. I mean, come on now. Let's keep. I mean, I'm trying to do my business.
That's
you know what I mean?
Really
come on
crazy.
Now.
I never heard that. It's against the law. You need to research that and call the town of Myrtle Beach and say, is it illegal to pass out flyers?
Well, you know what?
I've never heard that. I wrote to the
Attorney General of Myrtle Beach and asked them that and asked them, is that illegal for a police officer to stop blacks for promoting their business getting out flyers? I'm waiting for them to respond to that. And Hunter, remember that hotel, the Sea Palms Hotel? I did got them investigated by the South Carolina Consumer Affairs and Better Business Bureau. They are investigating them, and they're saying that
good
it was
work,
wrong for them to take my money, who I've been there for 7 years. I'm calling them out, Jack Haley, who did not call me or sent me a letter saying that they were under new management. And you know the name Oasis Hotel, so I said, well, I'm going to call you out because – you took my $100 deposit without returning. So I told the Better Business Bureau they should be fined $500 for the stress and aggravation and unprofessionalism.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
And I wrote to the Myrtle Beach NAACP saying that this man was kind of like racist of doing this to me, and I want an investigation. So now he's got the answer to the Myrtle Beach NAACP and the Better Business Bureau. And you know they're going to get on his behind about that.
Well, I think so. I think right now South Carolina is under the hot seat. We've been through so much over 200 years ago of slavery, and South Carolina made a stance better than New York, where they had an officer who acted inappropriately and took someone's life, and now he's been arrested, right? They made an example out of him, right? So now, I mean, you know, back in the days, South Carolina was a Confederate state, one of the Confederate states. So now we have a white young man that killed black people in a church. We just did a 100-year backpedal in time. So I don't know how this is going to go, but to me, this is – I hope it's peaceful. I hope justice is not a black and white thing, even though he –
I think people are fed up.
Think,
well, let's reverse this.
let's say a black man killed 9 white people at the church. What's going to happen to him? Let's answer that one.
Okay, when we come and keep it real, okay, and I hate this word. They will hang that nigger. They will lynch that nigger real quick.
All right, then.
He wouldn't even be at the court. They'd be like, listen, we're going to lynch him. Find a tree.
Yeah, well, you just answered my question. They going to lynch him?
No.
Are they going to lynch his white boy?
Now, you already know that's not going to happen.
Oh, yeah. You know, they're going to make him sweet. Oh, let's put him in a sweet cell. Let's put Charlie inside and make sure that he won't get a booty call by the other inmates, okay? Let's make Charlie stand aside. Oh, that's what they do now with the white boy. Let's make sure Charlie's corner. Okay, you want some cupcakes, Charlie? Cookies and milk? Okay, Charlie. Keep Charlie in the corner.
Oh,
Charlie,
my God.
You go to the side and jerk off in the corner, Charlie. Go jerk off in the corner, Charlie. You'll be all right. You want some magazines, Charlie? See, that's how they're going to do them.
Oh, my God.
Am I right or wrong, Hunter? Am I right or wrong?
I
know that's right.
Throw in the corner, Charlie. Jerk off, all right? Okay, Charlie.
You know.
Let's be us. One of the niggas. Okay, nigga, get your ass in the cell and lock your ass up. You want some water, nigga? Here, juice. All right. You want some butter? Jump off. Go ahead, nigga. Mm-hmm. That's what
Sean is on a roll today.
I'm telling you.
Everybody.
It's called Dubbert Standard. This is a tale of two cities, America.
Well, I'd just like to ask everybody just to pray in peace and pray for those who perished that day, who did die.
We can even pray for that white boy. Oh, you don't know what he's in for. And them people.
They would have to move into and it doesn't exist.
They better move them.
They
have no
choice. All white jail, which
please.
Doesn't exist.
Yes, all white jail. For his sake.
He will be in solitary confinement for the rest of his life.
Yes.
He just threw his life away. So
yes.
Anyway,
he'll be looking sweet. Sweet. Now back to Myrtle Beach.
But back to Myrtle Beach, I would like to touch on that. There were people that died, and these people, upset because they said if the traffic loop, the loop wasn't created,
that loop was corny.
So do you think that
it was corny?
Do you think that Myrtle Beach should have done a better job than that?
Oh, of course. Because my thing, Hunter, years ago, I've been on that cab headed to your place. I didn't understand that. I didn't understand all that barricades, all that crap. I was talking to somebody from a store on Kings Highway. And they said, my man, you're going to have a hard time getting the cab right now and all that traffic. And this was around 4:30, Hunter. I stood there 20 minutes praying to get a cab to get to you. I just couldn't do it.
We couldn't even. And the reception was terrible down there. I just want to let everybody know that there is, I don't know how to communicate down there. I mean, I guess because we're near the water, I just don't know. But they just need to come up with better ways.
I do want to give a quick shout out to Get a Good Bar and Grill. Sunday they had a twerk contest. That twerk contest was for shame. Them girls was twerking their ass for some money. They were rocking Juvie, all the old school down south songs. Yo, shout out to Get a Good Bar and Grill. A twerk party was off the chain. I mean, I had a good time with that Sunday, man. Twerk party.
Wow.
It was ridiculous.
It seems like miss anything down there.
No. They did their thing. Gilligan's Bar and Grill was always good. And they were good people. Yeah. The bikers, they were very friendly, different states. I mean, they had a twerk contest. I mean, it was ridiculous. I took some pictures, too. I'm waiting for them pictures to come through, Hunter. A twerk contest. It was off the chain. Yes, ma'am.
Wow. That's awesome. Okay, hold on. Let's take another caller. 954-225. You're on the line.
Hey, how you doing? This is Soup, Top Guns MC, Florida.
Hi, Soup. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Great. We got Skywalk on the line. He was actually filling us in on everybody on your trophy party and what you guys represent. And I want you to see you introduce yourself. And I made the announcement that I wanted to congratulate you guys. You're going to be our the Hunter Friends and Power 100 HSM Radio Official MC Club of 2015.
Okay.
And hopefully I would actually like to introduce you to our last year's club, Social Club of the Year, which is the Detroit Playgirls. So I will be making that networking with you guys soon. And I just wanted to welcome you. to the show.
Okay, well, thank you very much. It's been a very warm welcome that we've received from you on so far. Ms. Skywalker probably pointed out, we're the Top Gun MCs out of South Florida, mostly the Fort Lauderdale area. We had an opportunity to see Bike Week. That seems to be the topic at the moment. We've participated in the Bike Week quite a few times, and we've seen all the wildlife, what have you. But we also have a little taste of wildlife down here in South Florida. If anyone of your listeners hover down this way, make sure you look us up. We're a pretty hard-riding club, but we're also a very tight-knit family club as well. So I know you oftentimes hear that. It's not always exercise, but it's always heard. We are one of the few people that actually exercise. So we have a very down-home feeling to us. My name is Superman. I'm original founder of the club, originally from Detroit.
Right. Yeah. Welcome. Yeah, everybody.
Okay.
I can't wait to introduce you to everybody. You know, and one of your members
okay.
is coming up. So you guys, all my listeners, I will invite him. I don't know what day he's going to come up, but if it's a week on the weekend and he comes up on a Friday, I would love to, you know, ask you guys to come up and host the show with me. So, and then,
okay,
you
well,
know, and take you around New York.
That is definitely not a problem at all. I absolutely love every time I've been in New York. Everything we've ever done in New York has always been fun, from doing Williams across the Williamsburg Bridge all the way to hanging out in the very popular tourist spots, taking our pictures of our bikes in various different places around New York. And, again, one of our members, Stretch, who's the president of one of the chapters, is going to be up there at the end of the month. So, again, we can meet up with some of our family up there in New York. We'd definitely love to do that.
All right. Awesome. Awesome.
You know.
Well, welcome.
I mean, at the
welcome.
End of the day, folks, we got to understand that this is the motorcycle community. It is one huge family. Not everybody understands this. Not everybody gets it. Not everybody understands this. Not everybody gets the whole concept of motorcycle riding. Nobody understands that freedom that you get at about 3 o'clock in the morning when you're out on the road by yourself and there's nothing but the hum of that bike, those two wheels and that headlight. That's when that love comes out. That's when you get to understand exactly what it is we're in this thing for. And, again, we're one big worldwide family. Now, we all have different colors on our backs, but it doesn't change what's in your hearts. And what's in your heart is a love for your motorcycle and love for the camaraderie that comes with it. And everybody that understands that concept is more than welcome to come down here. Fellowship with us the same way. I'm not trying to put it into a church perspective about the
right.
fellowship, but I'm saying it more
right.
from the standpoint of we understand each other. We love these bikes, and nobody else is going to understand
right.
us the way that we understand each other. So again, my big family around the world and my family up in New York, it's good to be a part of this community, expanding our networks and our horizons, and hopefully allowing you to do the same.
Wow. Well, welcome. That is beautiful.
Wow. Thank you so much.
I have not ever heard. Yeah, it is. Right, Lex? I've never heard anyone. You see Chops over here giving a fist up. That's right. That's right. That's what I'm talking about. That was beautiful. That was so beautiful. And, again, welcome. Welcome. And I can't wait to work with you guys. I'm so excited about your party in October. And I look forward to seeing you guys before that. I'm going to give a little rundown before I ask everybody to give their shout-out. I missed out. This June 20th, also, the Cowboys' 8th Annual Bike Blessing and Cookout. That's at 1:30 p.m. in Essex County Correctional Facility parking lot.
Hello.
Okay.
Hello. $5 for all.
Woo. Okay. 354 Dolomite Avenue in Newark. Cookout following blessing, $10, all you can eat, and at May Apple Hill South Mountain Reservation of Northfield Avenue. There's a lot of information for that because that's the directions. It's someplace way out. It's a jail. If it's in a jail parking lot, I've never heard. That's a new one. Okay.
Yeah, I got an email about that.
Huh?
I got an email about that. The people who are putting together that event wanted everyone to know that when you come with the number of people that you come with, that you don't leave with any extra people. They're just asking that you don't pick up any extras on the way back. You know, just put that out there for everybody. There you go. All right.
Yes, that's good. That's funny. That's hilarious. Woo. Don't leave with any extra people. Okay. So we got we have Wheels of Soul, Central New Jersey Clinton Chapter, annual memorial run. Meet up 12 p.m., kick stands up at 1 p.m. at 629 Franklin Street, Trenton. Free food and keg, self-drink special. And there's another one, Chaos on Wheels MC, Free Father's Day Fish Fry, 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. at Fox's 30 Normandy Quays in Irvington. $10 fish or chicken dinner. They got chicken. God have people. Everybody selling food this weekend. They got two phase riders, Free Father's Day Cookout, 2 p.m. Somebody please mute your phone. At 103 Montgomery Avenue in Irvington, New Jersey, we got Field Souls MC Bike and Classic Car Night. That's hot. I haven't seen it. I have not seen this around, especially in the tri-state area or even in New Jersey. Field Souls MC Bike and Classic Car Night. 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. at Barrister's Cigars, 2565 Route 22 West. That's something great to go to at night, 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. Classic cars. Made Men MC, Father's Day Cookout, 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. free at Made Men Boulevard, 107 Sherman Boulevard in Newark. Cycle King MC, annual Father's Day Bike Lesson and Fish Fry, 1 p.m. until at Cycle King Clubhouse, 415 Calhoun Street in Trenton. I just want to ask everybody, thank you so much. I want to ask everybody to get your shout-outs, and we will end the show. AJ, we started with you. You want to give a shout-out?
Hey, everyone. I just want to piggyback on what the gentleman said about communities. The whole thing about us communicating is to be able to reach out to people. We are all human beings. You know, I wanted to say something about what went on in South Carolina with this guy going into the church. You guys know something like that may or may not have happened in New York, because New Yorkers, black, white, any color, have this homing system on them about what's crazy. And see, when crazy walks in the door, we raise our antennas and we speak up. And the thing about my African people is that we are a totally forgiving people. And maybe some of you will get mad at me and say, well, why is she saying that? The thing is that we forgive so easily. And as we forgive, we start to forget about the things that have been attacking us. What we're fighting is not necessarily someone who is white, someone who's a different color than us, someone that has a different thinking than us. We are fighting evil. And so the thing is that we are all individuals. We do different things. There are bikers out there. There are poets out there. There's activists out there. There's politicians out there. We are all human beings. But we know crazy. And so the thing is, I'm asking all of you to reach into your heart. When crazy walks in your door, don't be afraid to stop crazy and ask them to give them ID. That may sound silly, but I'm telling
and
you.
And don't be afraid to be crazy to ask, too.
Exactly. You see, we have to think in terms of we have to protect ourselves. So don't just assume, that's a nice young man. He just walked in the door. He's white. Oh, I'm so happy he came to my church. Wait a minute. Wake up. I really don't believe that would have happened right here in New York. But again, you might say that I'm being a little biased or whatever. So I'm just saying, guys, go in peace, love. I am so happy that I connected with the biker community because I can see camaraderie. I can see love. I can see peace. You know, and
thank
a lot of people don't understand.
You,
and so what I'm hoping to do is that through my connections, I will also be able to let people know that these are people to be respected and loved. So I love you all.
Aww,
thank you for allowing me to be
AJ.
On the show. And I look forward to talking
thank
to you, not only on Hunter's show, but on my show. God bless.
That's right. God bless you, AJ.
God bless you,
anybody
AJ.
Else?
We love you.
That was powerful right there. That was very powerful.
It really was. Anybody else? You want to give a shout-out to anybody?
Yeah, me, Hunter, SX Energy Drink. Shout-out to you, the show, your co-host, my fans on social media, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Sean Felder, SX Promotions, and my website, www.applicantlifestyleblogspot.com. I'm going to put some new models. We're going to change up the website, Hunter. Hunter's going to model my SX Energy Drink, fellas. Look out for that. It's going to get hot.
Yes, I am.
And I'm going to be at the bike. I'm sorry. I'm going to be at the Harlem Book Fair next month, July 16th. Hunter's supposed to come through with that fly-ass bike, taking pictures on the sample. That's going to be July 18th. Go to the website. HarlemBookFair.com and 135th from Malcolm X. Should be fun that day.
Awesome. Anybody else?
That's dope.
Hello, Hunter.
Hey, what's up? Oh, my God, we got Isis on the phone.
Go ahead, girl. What's
I'm
up?
On here too.
Introduce yourself. Introduce yourself.
Hello, this is Ice Cream Mysterious of Top Gun, Baltimore, New York. What's up, Superman? What's up, Skywalker? I just want to say it was a great time in Myrtle Beach. I had a great time, even though those barriers was right at my hotel. Like 2 hours looking at my hotel, wanting to get there, but it was cool. So,
Is that my little sister Isis?
It is. And Mysterious, we both are.
Well, this is Superman. What's going on, baby?
We'll be down there.
Oh, family reunion on the Hunter Show. Family reunion, y'all. Family reunion.
Oh my God. This is really nice. We got Buffalo and Florida on the line. This is awesome. Thank you guys. Thank you so much.
Florida's the sixth borough of New York, so in case y'all didn't know that.
Florida's the sixth borough, there you go.
Yeah, this is the sixth borough down here. So when it gets cold up there, look, I'm from Detroit, I know what cold is like. When it gets cold up there, do not hesitate to come on down. If you ain't got a bike, we'll find you one. Just come on down. You got family down this way.
That sounds good.
Oh, that's so awesome. Yeah. That's awesome. Anybody else want to give a shout-out? No? Oh, Chops does. Chops, hold on. Let me mute my phone. Here we go, guys. Hold on, Chops. Hold on. Not yet. No? Ready? Wait. One, two.
Yo, this is the Choppings in the house from New York City. Well, I just want to say
NYC in the building. Okay.
Yep, I'm the last of my team. I've been a New Breed since 1975.
Wow.
Hey.
Wow. Dude.
Yes,
indeed.
Wow.
79, that's
three-day
sport bike.
Huh? I didn't hear that.
I said 1979, that's three-day sport bikes.
Yeah. Hey, I've been out there.
Well, God bless you. Continue to bless you.
Yeah, no doubt. Congratulations for a very long run and many more years to follow.
Okay, awesome. I'm sorry, guys. Yeah. I love you, Chop. I'm sorry.
And happy Father's Day to all the fathers. Doing real things.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I got to catch my breath for a second. I just want to give a shout-out to all of you. I thank God for you, for my co-host today, which is Chop, came all the way up here from Harlem. I love her. I love her very much. She's an important asset to the Hunter Prince show. I just want to give a shout out to AJ. To Lex, my co-host, to Chop and to Lex. I thank you guys for co-hosting
Chop
on the Hunter and Friends
show.
To Sean from Excess Energy Drink, Skywalker and Sue from Top Guns in Florida, and Isis and Mysterious from Top Gunners in Buffalo, MC in Buffalo. Shout out to you guys. Yeah, Chop. You're going outside. She's going outside. Let me see. Who did I miss? Did I miss anybody? She just threw me for a loop there. And I just wanted to say, gosh, who am I? What did I miss? I just got thrown off for a second. Anyway, I just want to give a shout out to you all. Thank you so much. This is my first show back since I've been out of Myrtle. I've been on vacation, a long one. I kind of needed it. June 22nd is actually the anniversary, 1 year anniversary of my accident when I went down on the ATV last year and I broke my ankle and I was in the hospital in surgery. And I just want to thank you all for that support that you gave me on that date. And to my son, a shout out to my son, Toby, who always holds me down. Shout out, I'm sorry, y'all. This may get a little weird.
Big up, Shiani. Word.
Thank you. I got to give a shout out to my dog because I miss my homie right there. He's out in California for the summer.
Swimming.
And I totally miss my dog. Yeah, it's a pool, but I really miss my dog. I know that's really sad and it's pathetic, but I do.
okay? Anyway, shout out to Yamaha because of that, my sponsor who supports me. June 24th and 25th, I have a demo ride. It's going to be like Great Adventures here for all bikers, with a big semi truck is coming out and with all the bikes for 2015, and you get to come out and ride if you are legal and you have a license. So come on out, everybody. Hope to see you around. We thank God that we are here. Happy birthday to all of you guys out there. Happy birthday, Poppy. It's the 22nd is actually your birthday. Who am I missing that I need to give a shout out to? AJ, shout out to you. Welcome. Welcome to Power on HFM again. To Top Gun, welcome again. God bless you. I love you guys.
Hi, guys.
Let's rock out. Let's do things. Let's make 2015 a beautiful year for all. Let the brotherhood and the sisterhood begin. You agree?
Amen. Yes.
Amen. I agree. Thank you. On that note,